That the further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant of arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Today's chaplain is Rabbi Sim Glazer from Temple Israel in Minneapolis. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning. I'd like to begin this brief prayer by quoting the following scripture that's not really scripture, comes from a bumper sticker. My personal favorite. If you cannot change your mind, how do you know you have one? It's not a Jewish source. I wish it were. It reminds me that our wisdom relies on our growth and changing spirit as human beings. In my faith, we are taught that by reading the same exact scripture portions every year, we acknowledge that the text doesn't change, but that we do day to day, year to year. And so we pray. Dear God, we come to this place not only to demonstrate allegiance to parties and constituents, but to express the mature vision with which life has blessed each and every one of us. Let us awaken each morning with clear and unadulterated vision that allows us to see the changing circumstances around us and to speculate anew, with ears that always hear the voices of those less fortunate who have placed their trust in us. And most importantly, may we be attentive to the still small voice of conscience that lies in a pure form inside each of us, that it might be the very strongest lobbyist for our efforts. May our activities and our decisions reflect the will of your universe, O God, which desires only goodness for its inhabitants. Amen.
The Pledge of Allegiance will be led today by Mr. Brad Lindsay from Faribault, Minnesota. Mr. Lindsay is the Senior Director of Programs and Services for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. He served in the U.S. Army from 1988 to 1992 and the U.S. Army Reserve from 1995 to 2004. As a military policeman participating in both nation building and combat operations in Panama and Iraq. His last service was in Iraq as a military police squad leader during Operation Iraqi Freedom from April 2003 to April 2004 and was awarded the Combat Action Badge for his service. He is a VA accredited representative from all of the major veteran service organizations as well as members of the American Legion, DAV, and VFW. Mr. Lindsay, will you please lead the State Senate in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Hayden, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingerbritzen, Jungbauer, Keelash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Sinjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications, the secretary will read the communication.
Dear Madam President, with this letter I am vetoing and returning Chapter 118, Senate File 149, which addresses the unrelated topics of conciliation court claim limits and class action appeals. Sincerely, Mark Dayton, Governor.
Senator Sinjum.
Madam Chair, I move that we lay the veto letter on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Secretary will read the next communication.
Dear Madam President, I'm vetoed and returning Chapter 119, Senate File 373, which drastically lowers the statute of limitations for many important civil claims. Sincerely, Mark Dayton, Governor.
Senator Senchum.
Madam President, I move we lay. Madam President, there was 119. Senate File 373 on the table.
Senator Senchum moves that Senate File 373 and the veto message be laid on the table. On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Secretary will read the next communication.
Dear Madam President, with this letter, I'm vetoing and returning Chapter 120, Senate File 429, a measure that has been rejected several times by the legislature and the courts. Sincerely, Mark Dayton, Governor.
Senator Senchum.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 429 and the veto message thereon be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Secretary will read the next communication.
Dear Madam President, with this letter, I'm vetoing and returning Chapter 121, Senate File 530, which would lower the interest rate on judgments for negligent parties and their insurance companies. Sincerely, Mark Dayton, Governor.
Senator Senchum.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 530 and the veto message thereon be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. The Secretary will read the next message. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. We're moving to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following House Concurrent Resolution herewith transmitted. House Concurrent Resolution Number 5, a House Concurrent Resolution adopting deadlines for the 2012 regular session. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
On that message, Senator Senchum.
Madam President, I move the House resolution be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Secretary will read the next message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted. House File Number 1766, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There's no action on that message. Moving on to the fourth order of business, the first reading of House bills. There is one printed on the first page of today's Senate agenda. It is given first reading and referred as indicated. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee, Senator Senchum.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
And those are printed on page 2, 3, and part of page 4 of today's Senate agenda. On Senator Senchum's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Senchum.
Madam President, I move that the report pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
That is printed on page 4 of today's Senate agenda. On Senator Senchum's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. There are several printed on the bottom of page 4 of today's Senate agenda. Second reading. Moving to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. There's one printed at the top of page 5. Second reading. The eighth order of business, the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's Senate bill introductions. There are several changes. On page 1, Senate File 1781 will be referred to the Higher Education Committee. On page 4, Senate File 1810 will be referred to the Environment Committee. And finally, on page 6, Senate File 1825 will be referred to Judiciary and Public Safety Committee. First reading, and those are referred as indicated. Under the ninth order of business, there are 9 authors' motions that will be adopted as one motion. They are printed on page 5. On the motion to adopt those printed in the agenda, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. There are 2 resolutions in the Senate agenda printed on page 5. Those will be referred to rules. Senator Senchum.
Madam President, I move to take House Concurrent Resolution Number 5 off the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, I move to adopt House Concurrent Resolution Number 5.
Any explanation on that resolution, Senator Senjum?
Madam President, members, this is simply to adopt the guidelines that have been presented to us by the House of Representatives. I think we've talked about them more generally, perhaps outside of this room, and they will be the deadlines going forward.
On Senator Senjum's motion to adopt House Concurrent Resolution Number 5, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that Senate File 1768 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-referred to the Committee on Jobs and Economic Growth.
And Senator, that is your bill?
Madam President, yes, this is my bill. It's the governor's jobs bill. I've talked to Senator Ortman and Senator Michelle, and they feel it should start in the Jobs Committee.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, members, remaining under orders of business and motions and resolutions, I move that the Senate take up the general orders calendar.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. We are moving to general orders. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole for purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. We are moving to the general orders calendar. We'll take up the first, number one on the general orders calendar, Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File 576 be recommended to pass.
To that motion, Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, Senate File 576 is a repealer bill of Statutes 395. It's the seed and feed loan provisions from 1917. And in the last 40 years has not been used. This was statutes that allowed farmers to go into their counties and be able to get loans. They had to pledge their oxen and part of their crops and various things. And so what this does, this is a request from the Association of Minnesota Counties and Farm Bureau that we repeal some old outdated statutes.
Discussion to that motion. Seeing none, Senator Carlson renews his motion. On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to number six on the general orders calendar, Senator Wolf.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when this committee do arise, House File Number 392 be recommended to pass.
To that motion, Senator Wolf.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, there's an unofficial engrossment of this bill in your file under your desk. What this bill addresses is there have been students that have been struck by and killed by buses when bus drivers were unable to see them crossing, either as they are approaching the bus or once they're leaving the bus. What this bill would do is it would make it so that it would require all school buses that are manufactured for use in Minnesota after January 1st, 2013, would have to have an arm that would be located on the front bumper of the school bus that would automatically extend anytime children are crossing in front of the bus, either entering the bus or leaving the bus.
Further discussion to Senator Wolf's motion on House File 392. Seeing none, Senator Wolf renews her motion that House File 392 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, I move that the committee do now arise and report.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. We're moving on to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Gimsey.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I just wanted to rise to make you aware that tomorrow the Candiota County Economic Development Commission will be in the Capitol, in the Great Hall, from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. They'll have 10 booths set up there to showcase what is happening out in West Central Minnesota as far as bio manufacturing, bioengineering, biofuels development, you know, agricultural biomass, and a lot of the other activities. And a part of this presentation will also be the MinWest campus out there. And just a little history, the MinWest Technology Campus is the former site of the Wilmer Regional Treatment Center. And what happened out in Wilmer was that was purchased by a private company and has been, over a course of 4 or 5 years here, developed as a technology campus, including engineers and specialists in many areas are all coming together on that campus. And now they currently have 350 private sector jobs out there and are growing. They're actually, by the way, looking for help out there on the campus in a number of the industries and businesses that have been developed. So just wanted to make you aware of that. Again, from 9 until 3 p.m. down in the Great Hall. I'd appreciate very much if you'd go by there. I think you will find it very interesting what is happening out in West Central Minnesota and in our ag community. Thank you. Thank you, Madam President.
Without objection, the following members will be excused from today's session. Senator Tomasoni, Senator Cohen, Senator Benson, Senator Gazelka, Senator Pappas for all day. Senator Jungbauer.
Thank you, Madam President. Just a reminder, the Claims Committee will meet immediately following session in room 107. We just need a quorum to finish up some business we started last time. Thank you.
Further announcements. Senator Sanjam.
Madam President, the Rules Committee will meet in room 112. Immediately after session. 112, immediately after session, the Rules Committee.
Senator Sanjam.
Madam President, the business of the day now being completed, the Senate, I do move that the Senate be adjourned until Wednesday, February 15th at 6:30. And Madam President, that would be to stage for the State of the State speech.
Senator Sanjam has moved the Senate adjourn until Wednesday, February 15th at 6:30 p.m. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. We are adjourned.